This is St. Louis Public Radio. The 375th Air Mobility Wing at Scott Air Force Base in the Metro East has a new commander. Colonel John Howard was sworn in late July. Like prior commanders, he's got about 3,000 airmen who report directly to him, and he oversees the operations of the entire base. What's a little unusual about this commander, though, is that his wife, Dana, is a retired Air Force colonel. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman had a conversation with a couple about life in the military and their goals for their time at Scott Air Force Base.
The first thing you're bound to notice about Colonel John Howard is he's tall, 6'4". But despite the uniform and his height, he seems completely down to earth. When he talks about what it was like arriving at Scott to take over command of the 375th, he still sounds a little awestruck.
Everything's, it's perfect and in place and squared away. And you roll in and you just want to be part of that team.
The Howards are most definitely a team. Dana, who's petite with short blonde hair, was active duty Air Force before going into the reserves. She retired as a colonel in 2014, and she's still adjusting.
Being solely in a spouse role is different, but it's empowering in some ways because I am familiar with what the challenges are for airmen.
Dana says now she's free to take on programs that need an advocate, especially efforts to help military families. But first, I wanted to find out how the Howards met.
The condensed version is she walks into my office area and I'm just blown away and I make a complete idiot of myself.
Back in the mid-90s, they were both active duty at the now-closed McClellan Air Force Base in California. Then a second lieutenant, he used that first bungled encounter as an excuse to introduce himself. Later, as a couple, the Howards found it difficult to get assigned to the same bases, so Dana went into the reserves to allow for more flexibility. I asked why she went into the military, which prompted this exchange.
Why did you decide to join?
I was a little bit rowdy when I was young, and so my dad, in an effort to keep me on track, said, why don't you come work at the guard unit?
At 16, she took a part-time job washing dishes, and soon she wanted to do more. With her dad's encouragement, Dana joined the California National Guard even before she got her high school diploma. After college, she went into the Air Force. Colonel Howard says his path was pretty obvious. At 16, he already had a pilot's license.
And so to me, it was a great combination of, well, let's see, I can do what I love, which is flying, and serve my country, which I think is very important.
During 23 years in the Air Force, he's flown several different aircraft. His assignments have included two deployments to Afghanistan and zigzagged the Howards from California to Texas, Hawaii to Rhode Island and England. Now as the 375th Wing Commander, Colonel Howard says he's trying to create a culture that while mission comes first, there's also a focus on family, and it's important to have balance between the two.
I usually spell balance by spelling it T-I-M-E.
For the Howards, that means taking time to have dinner together every night.
Don't get me wrong, my email's blowing up, my iPhone's bing, 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 and I go, no, we're having dinner together, and then we walk the dogs together. We walk around the base, it's just a chance to decompress, it's a chance to recharge your batteries.
With two children, now young adults, the couple juggled a lot for years, including his overseas deployments, time apart, and all those moves. For Dana, her goal will be to start a spouse resilience training program at Scott Air Force Base to help families deal with that stress.
When you get into a pressure-packed situation, you can call on those tools to really help you get through. And I hope that ultimately it helps military families stay together.
Dana gets a little teary-eyed at this point, and the colonel puts an arm around her. They are a team. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.